and I'll be happy with him. So I didn't do anything. So you see, she has such a time like this to say she's keeping the ring, because as far as she's concerned, let the husband be alive and I'll stay married to him. Yes, that's a kasha of name, and let's say also it's Nimi Shashvinis. Yes, Machimoit. Listen, I say the same thing back. I'll only have to send back the present if my friend is alive. But now that he died already, I don't have to send him back a present. So my answer is, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Hocha b'mayaskinu. No, we're talking about over here. K'goin shesomach imoi zayin yimei nishtam. We're talking about that the brother was alive the 7 days of the Yosheva Brochus. The friend was there and was Mesameach ate by him. And just, Tlehispik l'perei ad shemeis, he didn't pay him back, he didn't give him the present until he died. As the minig was, he used to come to the chasna, and he used to eat there, and he used to dance there, and then he would give him a big present. See also, the case said that the brother was alive for the chasna. Just right after the chasna he died, and these friends did not stake around yet to give him the present. So in such a case, they forgot to give him the present. But the reason why the Mishnah says that the money goes b'yemtza is it was talking about that the brother died, and the brother was miyabim, his wife. So therefore, since it's only a row, he doesn't take those things, but rather the money goes b'yemtza. Now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, this is what we just said, of Tanuli Baili, v'yes machinoi tanoihi. This is what the wife has the right to say, I do not want to return the ring of Kedushin, because since my husband died, like I didn't do anything, I'm still here, I'm ready to make the nisuin. Let's say that svara is a machlokes tanoim. The tanya would end like this. Hamara says isha, if somebody marries a wife, he makes eros and he makes kedushin. So basulah, she's a basula, grave a masayim. In the case where they write a ksuba from b'shas erosin, so she has the right, if he gives her a getzun, she has the right to collect $200. The almana mona, let's say he's marrying an almana now, a widow, so loch rishoni has the right to collect $100. Mokim shenor go laharsi kedushin marzirim, like if something goes wrong that they do not make nisuin, so if the mini gives that she has to return the ring, she has to return the ring. Mokim shenor go shloi laharsir, if the mini gives not to return the ring, but since he wants to only in, shloi laharsi kedushin, ain't marzirim, she doesn't have to. Even Rabbi Nosson, this is Rabbi Nosson's word, that's telling him what the meaning of Mokim is. However, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi Yomer, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi says, B'yem es Omer, really was said, that Mokim Shnogol HaHachzir Marzirim, if the place is a minig to return the Kedushin, she's supposed to return it. She has to return the ring. Mokim Shnogol Shnogol HaHachzir, of the meaning is not to return the ring, even though something happens that they do not make nisuyin, ain't marzirin, she does not have to. So the obvious question is the chura, Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, hi, no tanakamo? They're both the same man, the yomrim. What's the machlokes over here? They're both saying the same thing. Someone says, El Olav, isn't it that Tanuli, Baili, Piyes Nach Imoi, Ike Benayu, that this is the machlokes? And she has a right to say, listen, I don't want to return the ring because my husband died. He's the one that did not finish the nisuyin. Therefore, I have a right to keep it. But what? What's the pshat? And really, the chasura next for something is missing over here. Rochi katani. This is the way it should be learned. Hamara says to Isha, if somebody makes kedushin, marries his wife. With kedushin only, Pesula, if she's a psula and invites a ksuba right now, grave a messiah. She has a right to collect $200. The almon, if she's a widow, she has a right to collect only $100. When was this said? Only where the husband himself retracts, but he decides to give her a get. So then we say that they have a right to collect the ksuba. But let's say if she died. Avomesa. So then, Mokim Shnogol Harzir Marzirin. If the meaning of Mokim is that she has to return the Kedushin, she has to return the Kedushin. Mokim Shnogol Harzir Marzirin. If the meaning is know that her Yoshim could keep it, they do not have to return the ring, ain't Marzirin. Now, the Davka is only talking about the Shiloh is Shemei Sahi. If she died, here it's a Machlaik is a Shiloh whether she has to return the ring or not. But the Tanakhama holds, Avomeis who? What can be if the husband is the one that died? Then ein machzirin. Then for sure the wife does not have to return the ring to his yoshim. And my time, what's the reason? Because yichol isha tiyomer, she has a right to say, listen, otherwise, tenuli ba'ilav yes mechimoi, I don't want to give back this ring. The ring belongs to me, because otherwise, I'm here. My husband died. Like, give me my husband back and I'd live with him. So she has a right to say this, therefore she has a right to keep the kedushin. That's what the Tanakhama holds. And on this, fiyos, Reb Yehuda Nosi Lameimah, Reb Yehuda Nosi comes to say that the emes omru really was said that the bein meisu or bein meisuhi, whether she dies or whether he dies, doesn't make a difference. It's the same machlokes that mokim shenagol hachzir machzirin. If the minig is that the kedushin is returned, in both cases she has to return the kedushin. Even in the case where the husband died, still the wife could not say this taina that give me my husband, I would be happy with him. So here you see this svar is a machlokes anoyim. But mokim shenagol susu what is mokim shenagol tomiyin. But mokim shenagol shleil hachzir. But the minig of mokim is not to return it, and Echlami then Emachzirin don't have to return it. And when Motzi Yomer, she cannot say Tenuli Bailu Yes Mechinoi. So here you see, there's a Machlekas of Yudah Nosri and the Tanakamo if she has a time to keep the cast of Kedushin when the husband died. So Mora says, Loi, that's not the Machlekas over here. Really, I could tell you the Kuli Yalma both of them agree. Yechole Shati Yomar Tenuli Bailu Yes Mechinoi. She has a right to say this. So if the husband is the one that died, she has a right to keep the cast of Kedushin. Because she could say that listen, give me my husband back and I would stay married to him. Oh, the mace who, if he died, kuliyamaloi pligi. Everybody agrees that she does not have to return the cast of Kedushin. But rather, keep pligi, where is the machlekes? Shemesa he, the machlekes is only in the case where she died. Now the question is, how Yoshim want to keep it? And the other side is no, the husband says he wants it back. For Ochos, so what's the machlokes then? I tell you, b'kedushin l'tivuya nitno k'miflagi. Here the machlokes is, when a husband gives the ring, the cast of kedushin to his wife, does it mean l'tivuyin, mean let it sink, stay by her no matter what? Even if they're not going to make nesuyin, still he wants the ring to stay by her? Or else no, the husband doesn't want the ring stamped to sink to stay by her. He only gives it to her because he thinks they'll make nesuyin. But if something happens and they don't make nesuyin, he wants it back. So as far as like this, Rabbi Nosson Savar, Kedushin lav l'tivuyin nitno. Kedushin was not given to be sunk in by the wife. In other words, in the case where she dies, so then he has the right, he asks for it back, the husband gets it back. He only gave her the kedushin, the ring, because he thought she'll be alive to have nesuyin. But if she dies, so he has the right to get it back. Rabbi Yehuda Nosi Savano, kedushin l'tivuya nitnu. That when the husband gives his wife kedushin, he means to give it to her that she keeps it. No matter what happens, it stays by her. So even if she dies, she has the right to keep the cast of kedushin. So Moshe says, how could that be? For the mokim shenogol hachzir machzirin katoni. Even in the Yehuda Nosi it says, if the meaning of the mokim is that she does return it, she has to return it. So how could you tell me now the svar is, when the husband gives the kedushin, he means to let her keep it, why then does she have to return it? Stira. So you can't say that's trying to read the Nosi, that he is always, kedushin is, l'tivoy nitnu. Kedushin was always given for her to hold it. And look who it's a stira. So the answer is like this. Halki koma, this is what Yehuda meant to say. The sablonis. In other words, kedushin, Rebbe Nosi says that the wife always has a right to keep it. Or Yoshim keep it. Because when the husband gave her the ring, he meant that she should keep it. Where does he say it's telling the minig hamokam? That's by the savlonis. If after they make kedushin, then the minig was the chosin would send his kala presents. So then vaday mokam shnegol achzer machzirin. That if the minig hamokam is if something goes wrong, that they did not make the nesuyin like we'll see in Mishnah later, then that she has to return the presents. But the ring itself, that's if you do not see yods know. Kedushin is l'tivuya nitnu, that she always has a right to keep it. Now the Gemara says, v'hani tanoi, chani tanoi. This machlokes noyim is like that machlokes tanoim. And we'll soon see the next machlokes noyim also argue And the same as before, in the Buda Nasi and the Tanakama, if Kedushin is Litvoyim Nitnu or not. Titania, we learn like this. Kitsha Bekikr. If the husband married his wife with a kikr, that's in the Mad Rashi. Rashbam says kesef with a kikr or stick or pound, let's say, of silver. Haimu, which is chof haimana. He married with a large sum of silver, 25 mana worth of silver. That's what he was Makarisha with. So kitsha Bekikr. And now Bisula, let's say he's marrying a Bisula. So he writes up a Bisula, that greater Masayim, she has the right to receive back Masayim 200 Zuz, which is really, Rashbam says, Shnei Monin, that's only 2 Monin. The Yalmona Monin, now Monin has the right to receive back 1 Monin. Divirei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudah says, Bisula greater Masayim, the Yalmona Monin, O Marzeles Leis Hashal, but she has to return back the rest. In other words, the kesef of Kedushin, even if the husband gives her a get now, so she has a right to deduct from the kesef of Kedushin her ksuba, but the rest of the kesef of Kedushin, she has to return back to the husband. So mashma the Tanakama holds, no, she has a right to keep the Kedushin. And the Yehuda says that she has to return the Shah, she has to return it back. And then there's a third sheet here, that Rabbi Yossi says, Kitra b'yesrim, if he married her with 20 monim, not a kikr, not 25 monim, but if he married her with 20, loch is noisein lo shloshim chatzoin. He has to give her 30 years. We'll soon explain what that means. Kitra b'shloshim, let's say he married her with 30 monim, the noisein lo esrim chatzoin. He only has to give her 20 years. We'll soon see exactly what kind of sword this is. The Korpon Gemara says, "V'mayaskinen." What are we talking about over here? Whether she has to return the cast of Gedushin or not? Elaim, if you want to tell me Shemesa that she died, the Chura Miyisla Ksuba, does she receive a Ksuba at all if she died? There's no Ksuba. A Ksuba is only either when the husband gave the get or the husband died. So if the case here is that she died, so there's no Ksuba. The Yelel Mal has to be the case. Talking about over here, Shemesu, that the husband died. If so, the most question, Amay Marzeles Leis Hashar, what's the pshat in Reb Yehuda, that he says that she has to pay back the rest of the Kedushin? We had a sword before, and we said everybody agrees to that. Then the case where the husband died, the Neima, let her say, Tanuli Baidiv Yes Mechimei, listen, give me my husband, and I'll be happy with him. Says so, why is there a case that she has to return the cast of Kedushin? So what's the case we're the Machlokes talking about over here? The yellow of the case is like this. Beishas Yisrael, where she was married to a Yisrael, Shazinsa, she was Mazana with another man. But more of a mind, what's the case talking about? Ibu, that's if she did it willingly, so then she's also to her husband, but Miyisla Ksuba, does she receive a Ksuba, she doesn't get a Ksuba altogether. The yellow, because she did the Aveira, so the husband gives her a get without a Ksuba.
To turn over.
So again, the show is exactly what's the case talking about over here. Here she was Nation Sister of Mazana Barotzin. So there's a question, Yisla Ksuba? She doesn't get a Ksuba then. Like it's her fault, she's also to the husband, she did an Aveira. The husband gives her a girl without a Ksuba. Via the bonus, Elmer, we're talking about. We're
talking about that another man came in first.
There was Bionis, the Freddie Gmore, what's the problem with him? If it happened, Bionis or Samishra Shari, she's mutter to her husband, let them stay married. Bionis, Mishra Shari, late. So when it says, Dela Beishas Kohen, talking about that she was married to a Kohen, an Eishas Kohen, Shenenso, that somebody was Manasa, lived with her, Bionis, and in such a case, the Lachwe, she's also to her husband. So her husband has to give her now a Ksuba and a Get. So what's the Machlaikas then? Well, the Kedushin, the Tivuyin, not the Kaliflagi, this is the Machlaikas. When the husband first gave her the Kedushin, did it mean that she can keep it no matter what? Or no, that she has to return it? Rabbi Meir hold Kedushin L'Tivoyanitno, yes, the Kedushin was given for her to keep, even though now it comes out that he has to give her a get, but since it's not her fault, so she has a right to keep the Kedushin. Rabbi Yudis Savano, Lav L'Tivoyanitno, it wasn't given to be sung to stay in by the Isha. And therefore now that the husband has to give her a get, he wants the Kedushin back, and she has to give it back to him.
I'll tell you, Rabbi Yossi, the pshat from him was, Misafkele, he had a Safek about, Ile Tavuya Nifnu Ilei, was Kedushin given to Tavuya in the Nat. And therefore, Kitch Rabbi Yossi, if he's Mechadashah, with 20 more, Noisen Lo, Shloshim Chatzoin, he has to give it back 30 hefts. In other words, it's like the cast of Kedushin is a Safek, it's a moment of multiple Safek. So therefore, half she has to return and half not. But that she has to return, but first she has the right to receive her ksuba, and the rest she has to return. Kitcho b'shloshim, if he was mekadosho with 30, so noisin lo esrim, chatzon she has to give back 20 hefts. That's pshat from him. He has a suffix where the kedushin is l'tivuya nitnu or not, if she has to return them or not. So she has to return half of the cast of kedushin, and she could deduct or take her ksuba though, and then return whatever she has to. Amar Rav Yosef bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Bechol Mokim Shenogu L'Hachzor Machzirin. Wherever the minig is to return the Kedushin, she has to return it. V'tigemu Nadoi, and he said that's the minig of Nadoi, that's the minig of Nadoi to return the Kedushin. Shah Bovel Mai, what's that minig in the rest of Bovel? So Rabbi Rav Yosef Dalmat Tavar, they both said, Moyer Hagri, the presence of the Chosin friend, that she has to return. But Kedusha Lehadri, but the guest of Kedusha that she has a right to keep, that does not come back. Omri, a prophet says, Rukhus of Allah was know that Bain Shemesu, whether the husband died, Bain Shemesu, whether she died, for Hoda Bay, and they retracted for some reason, or else Hoda Bay, that there's no Nisuyan, to Hoda Bayhu, or else he retracted, Allah was Moyer Hadri, Kedusha Lehadri. That, it's like this. If he was the one that retracted, so the present he gets back, but not the Kedushin. What about Hodri Be'i? Let's say she retracted. If she was the one that retracted and does not want to have the Nisuyin, then he has the right to get back even the Kess of Kedushin. Ameimu says no, that the local is Kedushin Lehadri, that at no time does she have to return back the Kess of Kedushin. The Kess of Kedushin she never returns back. You know why? Gzeirah Shema Yemru Kedushin Tosin Yachosa. So Gzeirah, if you return back this cast of Kedushin, people will think that she's returning it because Kedushin was never chal in the first place. And they'll think that she's allowed to marry her sister. And neither the Lachu is no, the Kedushin was chal. And the sister is also to you. So as Gzeirah, people should not think that you mutter to the sister, therefore Kedushin is never returned. The cast of Kedushin, the ring, is never returned back to the husband. Ravashi says, no, that's not a problem. The fact that she receives a get, that shows it, that there was the Kedushin, and everybody will know that she's blessed to marry the sister. But the Gemara says, and therefore she could return the Kedushin. The Gemara says, no, the Ravashi Bedusi, that the Ravashi says is a mistake. Why? Because the Ikor, the Shama Behor, the Shama Behor, there are some people that heard this, heard about that he returned the Kedushin, that she returned the Kedushin, but they did not hear about the get. So if we start to be afraid, some people are saying the Kedushin was not chal in the first place, and they'll think that he's mutter to marry her sister. Now the Mishnah says, Shasha Shavimus Nigmus Abezdin, this condition that I go to your chas and you come back to me, I have a right to be to you even in Bezdin. Ton of our boy, look at a verse like this. Chamisha Devorim Nemer B'Shoshvinus. There are five special lochot that says about the special case of a shushvinus. One thing is nigvus per bezdin, that they have a right to collect it even in bezdin. And v'chayzeres b'yonoso, you only have to return it back at the right time when your friend gets married. As Reuven helped Shimon when he got married, when does Shimon have to help back Reuven? Only at the time when Reuven gets married. The yayin b'mi shimlidus. And even though when Shimon pays back Reuven, he gives him back more, so what Reuven gave Shimon, there's not a problem of Ribbasi. It's not considered like a real loan that I'm giving you back more because you waited all this time. We'll see in the Gemara soon, why not? And the